I'm happy I have returned after a bit of a hiatus. That's a good word to know anyway. We were discussing, and perhaps I'll have to just a little bit review, if you don't mind, the issue of a Safi D'Rabbanan L'Kula. That's what we had spoken about. Namely, if a person has a Safek, whether he fulfilled the mitzvah d'rabbanan, so the halacha is that we go l'kula, and in a similar fashion, when it comes to the world of Yisurim, if there's a Safek in Yisurim, so also there, we generally hold Safek d'rabbanan l'kula. Now, when a person has a Safek, whether he made a bracha, or he has a Safek if he made the proper bracha. Sometimes the person does not know what the proper bracha is. So in general, since rov brachas have din d'rabbanan, with the exception we said of Birchas Avazon, which is Kuli Alma d'Araisa, and Birchas Atero according to the Ramban, also d'Araisa. But in general, we have a principle Safek brachas alka. Every person has a Safek when he made a bracha. Now, so then of course we go l'kula. The question is, let's say I have the option of going the Chumrah. And there are some people who are like to be Machmir. And therefore, they would assume that maybe it's better to, once again, say the bracha mikol v'kol. Because in general, when it comes to a Safek, there's certainly a mark of Machmir. And here by Safek bracha, the halacha is also Lahachmir u'levarich. It's very clear, din and Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to be Machmir and once again make the bracha, because on the one hand, you might think you're being machmir regarding a Safek bracha. On the other hand, you're metal, yavera chamura bracha batala. That's what we actually did speak about, because we mentioned there's machlokas of Rishayim. Here you can see it in the Mount of Kavos in front of you. Very famous machlokas of Rishayim, whether the Isser of a bracha batala, is that an Isser d'Araisa? Is that an Isser d'Rabbanan? We know there's no question that you're not allowed to make a bracha batala. But if you look at page number 6 of this handout, in the Sefer HaChayim, so in the lower left-hand corner, he refers to this Machlobis HaRishon. You see in the lower left-hand corner, Bracha L'Batola, Isa D'Aisa, D'Abonon, of course, the Magad Abram, who brings the Machlobis HaRishon. The Shita Teis of Rosh Hashanah Lam Gimel, that Bracha L'Batola is a Din D'Abonon. But the Rambam Shita is that it's an Isa D'Aisa. So it really is irrelevant whether the Bracha L'Batola is an Isa D'Aisa or an Isa D'Abonon, but in general, what I'm simply indicating is that Safek Brachas L'Ochel provides both a maximum standard and a minimum standard as well. Obligatory to everyone. There's no room for individual improvisation. Let's use that notion. So in the Mishnah Berurah, actually, if you have the second chelev with you, you'll see in Kuf Samach Zayin, so the Mishnah Berurah here clearly indicates this, in Kuf Samach Zayin, it's called Memtes. Sivkot Mentes is going on the Mechaber Siv test. I'll read the Mechaber. Mechaber says, "In whom is Supik and Berach Hamotzi in Lab and the Chosim Gorach." Present of the Supik, did I make Hamotzi or not? Sometimes we find ourselves to be in the arms of Morpheus. And as a result, we're not always aware of what we were doing, or what we are doing, or what we will be doing. So the halacha is that we have the Supik. That made a motzi and not the inechos mevarch. Mr. Brewer explains that sipkat memtes sheyei chalo. Even if you continue to eat, the brichas hamotzi enel the rabbanon uspekel the kula. That's the generally how we pass in when it comes to these kinds of sfekos. Umitam ze, Mr. Brewer goes on. Apilon yirtzel lahachmir levarch gam kin enel rashon. You would not be allowed to be machmir and decide I'm going to go ahead and make hamotzi again. Mishum bracha sheyin otzvicha. So Mr. Brewer, we spoke about this already. In the shir number 3, bracha shina tzvicha is a situation where there's no need to make another bracha. Namely, give you one example. There are many examples. The person has in front of him different types of fruit. And he has perhaps one fruit, which is an apple, another fruit that's an orange, all then you make bar p'eis. He decides to have in mind when he makes the bracha bar p'eis only on the apple. And then, then he comes up, there's an orange. He makes nacham ol bar p'eis. That's a bracha shina tzvicha. And that's certainly very, very problematic, that kind of behavior. However, as the rule goes on to say here in Sivkot Memtes, someone else now has not yet made Hamotzi. So now you have a Safi, whether you made Hamotzi or not. So then Mishabura says, He can actually be motzi you in the bracha v'motzi. This is also discussed as well in Reish Tesvav. Also, take a look in the Reish Tesvav. Also there, also in Sivkan Chaf. As a matter of fact, I think I xeroxed that, but on page 18. Yes, if you take a look at page 18 of the handout, you can see that Mishnah Berurah also cited the Mechaber brings this halacha. The Torah says, so the Mishnah Berurah here points out, because this is a statement which is actually the Mokar, is a famous Rambam, and the Rambam actually, in his commentary, bases it on the Gemara that the Mishnah Berurah cites as well. We look on the Sifkat and Chaf. The Mishnah Berurah, Kalam Avarach Brocha Shein Atzvicha, Oyv Mishum Lasis Hashem Hashem Al Kech Al Hashem. When we call him Gomdas Kama Rishonim Deikra HaYisohim De Abonim. So here, when it comes to this issue, a Brocha Shein Atzvicha, Deikra HaYisohim De Din De Abonim, Kem Mishum Maskir, Be Brocha Derech Sherech Veidor, Ukra Asmach De Baalma. This passage doesn't exactly refer to Brocha Shein Atzvicha. The passage speaks about someone takes a Shmua Lashok. And there's a distinction between Shav and Sheker. That's the Mishnah and Shavuos. The Mishnah points out that if I swear that this Shtender is a Shtender, that's called, that's considered to be a Shua Shav. Why is that a Shua Shav? Because what exactly have you, what novel element did you introduce in the course of the Shua? Everyone knows the Shtender is a Shtender. There's no Rebbe. Chasolich used to comment on people sometimes, as we spoke about this the other night. The other day, not sure exactly where I am. Jet lag does have an impact. There is such a thing, kind of. Shalom aleichem, Marina Arab. I hope things are well over there in Drum Africa. Anyway, so the question was: Sheker is a lie, and Shav, nothing is gained by the dibur that you engage in. So people like to shoot the breeze. That's what we were talking about. Now I'm coming back to the Super Bowl, one of my favorite venues, pastimes. But how could you hear about the Super Bowl? You're from a different planet, a more normal planet. Anyway, so in the United States, I mentioned the other day that when I was there, so I couldn't function on Sunday, because if I don't say a shir, I don't function. So anyway, that was the day. Actually, I said a shir in the morning, so I shouldn't say that. But when I don't say two or three shir a day, then I can't function. So I didn't say two or three shir that day, because they were occupied with the Super Bowl. And they explained to me, as I pointed out on Shabbos, so I say, quote-unquote, b'mitzvah, fatimah mitzvah. Not sure what mitzvah there's involved over here. Mitzvah shooting the breeze. I guess the football, it has to do with the breeze in some respects, and a lot of alumnus before the game, pre-game show, and during the game, and the post-game show, and halftime entertainment. Wow. They had, Baruch Hashem, a lot of time in their hands, and Hashem should bless them, and Arich Hashem Mishonim. But they should spend their time on more productive matters of family and deity. Okay, that's just my editorial comment. But also, Mishnah Berurah goes on to say here that really, that pasuk, Dosis Hashem Hashem Okecha L'Hashem, is not referring to, per se, Baruch Hashem L'Svicha. But Chazal, Darshin, and they peg this to that person, to that verse, it's Asmachta. Avu maskiru Lashem chas v'chalila l'batola b'lo bracha. Of course, there'll be an Isra d'araisa. It's a bracha l'batola. That's an Isra, the Gemara Tumura d'Avdalid. One has to be careful. One mentioned the Shem Hashem. Should be mentioned the batola. But again, he goes on to say that if we're talking about a suffix, whether the bracha is that I made, did I make the bracha not? If it's a bracha d'araisa, you have to go back. It's the Da'avon and Lo Yatsli Baruch. At the end, Mishnah Berurah says, "Umashma b'kama achronim, the Isra yesh b'dav l'achzir l'baruch." As you mentioned earlier, in Kuf Samal Zayin, here again, Reish Tesvav, there's an Isra. You're not going to be machmir in these areas. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds one other very fascinating halacha, namely this din of the Safik Brachos Zahokia, which is shy of the rov brachos, because most brachos are the Da'avonin. With the exception, Mishnah Berurah just alluded to Brachos Samazim, which is Daraisa. So then we say, Sogi Daraisa L'chumra. If you're not sure they made Brachos Samazim or not, you have to make it again. That's in Shum Sabek. And again, I'll just give you maybe an example. The Mishnah Berurah actually cites this example, the last two lines here in Sif Kot and Chof of the Simin Reish Tesvav. Kostu Achronin, Afil Yeh Svek Svekel Hatzich Brachot. Sofel ochel kizay solo. The halacha is that a person min haTorah is only mechuyav b'chas habazon if he ate kidei sviya v'achalta v'savata v'vachta. Only if he satiated, then he's chayav b'chas habazon min haTorah. And the, as I mentioned, b'chas habazon is a device according to Kulei Alma and said v'achalta v'savata v'vachta. So we refer to this as well. Let's say a person eats bread and eats other macholin. Lisavo, certainly satiated. The example I always give is my favorite topic, of course, of just on the airline twice, and the so-called mezonos bread, one of my favorite, what Rabbi Yisrael Belsky is, that's how called the halachic skullduggery of the times. And so people have this tendency to, it says on it, mezonos. So that's on the plane, someone pointed out to me, I will call that katuv al haplastic mezonos. So that, of course, is a Ryan Mukhachat, clearly. Anyway, so the a person eats, let's say, as I mentioned, let's say not just whatever meal they serve there, and you also have that so-called mazonos roll together with it, and you're obviously still there. There's no question. And besides the fact that it's Pasa Babi Kisnin, Lafi Enshum Sofik, and Mokal Nistapik, especially the fact that my Chavet, professor of chemistry, he examined the amount of Meperos that's in that roll, and he found it to be desiccated. Literally, not even 0.1% of Meperos could be Magish, could be Murgash. So, in Makom this topic, that is Passover, Baba Kisna classic, the 3 days of Shemalach. And we pass the Malacha, if you call that Suda, namely eating it together with a meal, there's no doubt that you're Mechuyev to go ahead and make Hamotzi. I even was at a rather, how shall I call it, extensive Kiddush. Every Kiddush in the United States on Shabbos seems to be three chasanas put together. So I will eat at a Kiddush, but I generally have a practice that I'm going to eat excessively or extensively. That means a kugel and a few other things that will make a motzi right then on the spot because of the possible kissing issue. And that's also on Kovei HaSuga, the Fiyandu's diet. I actually had that Shabbos morning, not one Kiddush, not two, but three. I spoke three times. After each delivery, there was another Kiddush. I guess that was a schar that I received for, but I did not eat much at any of the Kiddushim. And therefore, I was not Koveh Suda B'chalal in order not to get involved in the issue of making Hamotzi. But Mishavura says here, that's what I'm talking about now. Let's say a person is Chayim B'chas HaMosim and HaTorah, and now a person eats, as I said, Lechem and other items as well. And there's a subject that I make B'chas HaMosim. There's no question that you're Mechuyah to go ahead and make again. That's a shot to show you that also in Kuf Pei Dalet. I hope it's still there. Since I'm a little bit jet lagged. Kuf Pei Dalet. That's where it used to be. Yeah, Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Dalet. Ochal. Chavi says, Ochal, and you'll damn Becher Bechas Amos in the lab. Tzorak Levart Misopek, Meshim and Atorah. Yeah, Masop Da'isa, so Mishra Brew explains over there as well, that you have to say Bechas Amos, and Mishra Brew even points out, even the fourth bracha, Atei Va'amete, which is on the Rabbonon, it's also on the sheet, thank you. There should not be a zilzal regarding that matter. It means Atov Amit is considered to be a chelik, an integral chelik of Birchas Hamazon. And as long as you're chosen, Birchas Hamazon, you're also chosen the bracha of Atov Amit. Now, the Birchas Hamazon that we are just referring to, as I said, let's say I don't eat a shear of Sevilla. Let's say I only eat a shear, which is less than Sevilla. I did Kazayas. So that's what the Gemara has. The Banashalam actually praises the Father Yisrael. That even if we eat akizayis, akibetza, we still make a bracha. That's the gavus of Klal Yisrael. Correct. Gisa Hashem Panu Beilecha. That's the Gemara and the Chazal Bedrash as well. So in Mechuyi Midrabana, Mechuyi to go ahead and make Birchas Hamazon because the Shir Darais is only the Achadu B'Savata. And now the question is if a person has a suffix, well, he made Birchas Hamazon or not in that situation. So then we have the principle of Savid Rabbanan Lekula. Because if you only have a chiyuv d'rabbanan, then some d'rabbanan the court. The question is, what about women? That's also, we mentioned this halacha, because women in Birchas Hamazon is machlokes haposkim, whether women are chayav Birchas Hamazon in the Torah or not. The subject, the Gemara has in brachos, and the subject is because the Gemara says that you also, Birchas Hamazon, you have to add certain components, namely bris and Torah. In general, the Rishabura, when he raised the question, it's discussed by Rishonim. We're very makbid, usually in davening and in brachas, not to be the dover sheker, chas v'sholom. We shouldn't say sheker in the eyes of Hashem is barach. So, v'al brischa shechasam de bifsarenu, how could a woman make such a statement? V'al teiroscha shalim adotonu, technically she's part of the Talmud Torah, the Gemara Kedushin, The woman is not obligated to miss the Talmud Torah. I think I mentioned here many times that Rav Soloveitchik once commented on this in Shir, one of his moments. He said that, what is the chiyuv of a woman when it comes to Talmud Torah? So he said, well, obviously you're there. Of course they're mechuyev, and they're the ones who are doing the cooking. Perhaps things have changed somewhat, I don't know. But in general, that's what they do. So therefore, clearly have to know you're there. They're involved in Shilas of Basav Chalav and Tarovis, Eben Ezra. That's about women. And then Chashim Mishpat, I won't say this again because I got myself into trouble. I only got myself into trouble with several women. Sometimes they get involved in all kinds of fender benders, let's speak in the Lashon Sagi Noah. And therefore, they have to be familiar with Chashim Mishpat. Chayim Ashkenazi women have accepted upon themselves to do mitzvah seish hazman gomel, the bracha, not Sephardic women. Sephardic women make a bracha, according to Rabbi Avadia, that's how they will self-implode. So therefore, they should not make a bracha, it's a sakon, it's a boshes. But in terms of Ashkenazi women, can make a bracha. Now, for example, in the time of the Rambam, all over Shas, yeah, several times, several tastes, there's a famous taste of Lulav HaRabba, beautiful briskrov and that, very kedai to tonight even look at that briskrov to understand what the machlokes said. The Rav thought the machlokes said, at the time of the Rambam, is totally in the question, but the bracha, Asher Kedisham, Zerzim Sivana, when a woman is becoming mitzvah seish hazman gomel. So what exactly is she doing? In the Maisa mitzvah, she's not mechuyibin. It's a zman groma. We have an apota from zman groma. So what does she get? A kiyum mitzvah. Now the question is, can a bracha relate to a mitzvah kiyumis? Or the bracha is only on a Maisa mitzvah. That's the whole zman in the town. That's what he understood it. She's a amma means that the bracha is on a Maisa mitzvah. She's not mechuyibin on a Maisa mitzvah. Maybe the machtis ki bracha. Mashen king. The shita in the town. But I tell you, it's all that the bracha is on the mitzvah kiyumis. On the kiyum mitzvah, which she does have. And then she's going to make a bracha. Well, then, good, that's very good. That's the kasha they ask. I mean, this hesber is not, shall we say, the only hesber out there. Even though generally brisk is probably the only hesber out there, but there are hesber. I'm not discussing that machlokes right now. I have a lot to say about the issue. But there's a long brisk love about this. But anyway, the reason why I mention it is because what about a sub regarding women in Bichas HaMozim? So here we know the halacha is very clear that since the Gemara has a subject, but the woman is chayv, so that's why we generally pass in the halacha, and as far as women are concerned, that if they have a subject where they're going to, where they say Bechas HaMozim or not, she will not be obligated to go back, unlike her male counterpart. The male counterpart is obligated to go back and say Bechas HaMozim again. That doesn't apply to a woman because there's a subject because she's chayv in that Torah. However, there are poskim who contend that a woman is chayv in Bechas HaMozim in that Torah. And therefore, according to those poskim, she'd be allowed to go ahead. She'd be allowed. It would be permissible for her to go back. And Mishnah Berurah discussed this as well in Siman Kufei Vav. Take a look in Kufei Vav. The title is Noshim Uktanim Chayav Bechas HaMozim. The Mechaber says, Noshim Chayavos Bechas HaMozim. Women are Chayav. V'savigun Chayavos V'daraisa. But there's a question of the Chayav at the Torah level. And therefore, they can be motzi, their male counterpart. I spoke about this on Friday night. I discussed in Reshai Nalef, another very famous issue regarding Kiddush. Women are chayv in Kiddush, because the Gemara says, Kol she'esha b'shom y'esha b'zachar. And therefore, women are certainly enjoined from violating the halachas, the negatives of Shabbos. They were also obligated the positives of Shabbos. Now the question is, according to that, can a woman be motzi, her husband, let's say, in Kiddush? And the answer is yes, in the Chabad. That a woman can be motzi her husband in Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah just has a comment that she should not be motzi another man in Kiddush because of Zila Milsa. Question, what does that mean, Zila Milsa? And I discussed with Agoin Moreno Rabin, who I've never saw Shlita about 15 years ago, and he asked me what I think about that. I told him, three pshatim in Zila Milsa. One pshat is not Sanua. Next pshat, I told him, because the Gemara says, Tavu Me'er La'odam, She'ishu Banu Mevarchin Lo. That the person who doesn't know how to make a bracha, that's not considered to be appropriate. And number three, I said to him, besides the issue, maybe there's an issue of Kolisha as well. That might also be an issue. So he told me he likes all the pshatim, but he's not sure that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. So it's not clear. Zila Milsa is a very unclear language that Mishnah Berurah has. But anyway, the Mechavi here in Kuf Pei Vav points out that because of the subject when a woman is chayv in the Torah, she be mostly a male counterpart, unlike Kiddush, where she can be, although the Mishabura there said not to be mostly another male, her husband, yes, but not another male. So now here there might be chayim with Bechazvaz and the Rabbanon, therefore, there'll only be mostly the Misha and Chiyuva El and the Rabbanon. So now the question is, what happens in this situation? That's what the Mishabura here has a number of very fascinating comments regarding this particular matter as far as women are concerned. So now, as I said, the other issue I wanted to raise, which is a question of bracha achas bein shalosh. Now the question is, let's say someone ate shiras haminim, and he ate there also kidei sviya. He ate the amount that one would be satiated. And now you have to make the bracha ala ha'ez, ala eitz, ala priya eitz. The question is that a chiyuv daraisa or chiyuv d'rabanan? That a bracha of shiras haminim, is that a chiyuv in haTorah, not a chiyuv in haTorah? Because the halacha is that min haTorah, we know that the Torah speaks about zayin minim. The pasuk says over there in Parshas Ekev, eretz chita usara, begefin usein of rimon, eretz zeshem of udvash, eretz hashalom of miskein, estocha v'alachem, v'osech sakolba, so then, the achalta v'savata v'ratas Hashem alokecha alaretz hateva shenasavah. Following upon the heels of the litany of Shiras Haminim, we have the obligation of Birchas Hamazon. So now the question is that clearly this topic of Birchas Hamazon is right next to juxtaposed to the achalta v'savata v'ratas juxtaposed to Birchas Hamazon. So there are many who claim, therefore, the bracha achreina is midaraisa. The bracha achreina of Shiras Haminim. So it's a Birchas Hamazon, and the Rosh said, yes, the Lashba and the Rosh, that's generally what they assume. However, the Messiah discussed this. However, there are those who disagree. I mean, the text may very well be the Rabban. In general, the text, as we know, Tfilah, if you hold that Tfilah is the Raisa, but the text for Tfilah is certainly a text for Rabban. That's what the Rambam points out. And here also, even if the Bracha is the Raisa, Shiras Haminen, but the text was Niskan, the Gemara says in Brachas, Anshik Nes Hagdolah, Tiknu, Brachas, Kedusha, Tfilah, Svabdolah. They're the ones who more or less formulated the text, the nusach, of all these brachas. So therefore, it could very well be that the text is the Rabbanim made the actual bracha itself is a din daraisa. Other Rishonim acholik. Other Rishonim assume that no, that even the main shalosh is not a daraisa, but it's a din Rabbanim. That's the Shitas Rambam. It's a well-known Rambam. So if main shalosh is min haTorah, and a person ate kidei sabo mehem, he also a sabeya from the Peros that you ate, so then the halacha is, now you have a suffix. Did I say the bracha achrona, ala eitz, ala priya eitz, or not? Then the halacha will be required once again to make a bracha, it's a suffix daraisa. But since there's a suffix, machodos who showing them, whether it's a chiv daraisa, a chiv darabonon, so then the poskim generally assume that if you ate a shear of peros, that would be mechayv, the bracha achrona, mein shalosh, then you can go ahead and say the bracha, mein shalosh, but machodos suffix, we don't have this pitaron. So take a look in the Mishnah Berurah also here, in the end of Simen Reish Tes. The end of Simen Reish Tes, Mishnah Berurah discusses this in the halacha of Birchas HaPeros. So he writes, the last halacha in the Mechaber, in Reish Tes, we can actually see it first in Yud, in the Mechaber. Mechaber says that, Kol HaBrachim Nistavik in Berach Hom Lav, Enim HaBarech. Lo B'tchilav, Lo B'sov, Chutz Birchas HaMozom, of course, din daraisa, and then the suffix would require you to once again, the Rav Nevitzel here on the bottom of the page in his Ha'ari, writes up with Isha, oh, but yes, suffix in chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon mei Torah, yes, but there's suffix in tachzor and tevarach mei suffix. So there, she would have a suffix whether she's going to go ahead and once again make this bracha. But as I said, the Mechaber seems to assume like the Rambam. This is found where in Hilchot Birchas HaPeros, this particular halacha in the Mechaber. So the Mechaber is clearly talking about here as well, discussing even the bracha achas mein shalosh. So that's my point I'm trying to make over here, that if a person has, since the Mechaber seems to pass in like the Rambam, that that bracha mein shalosh is a din d'rabbanan, but really there are many Rishonim host daraisa. So the Achronim say, if someone ate kidei sviya, what I just mentioned a moment ago, compares to Shiras Haminim, I have a suffix, whether I made the bracha achrona and Shiras Haminim or not. So let him eat a bit more. A shir kizayis, then he can make a bracha achrona, and he can be yotzei. So this is the discussion that Mishnah Berurah calls on the Prima Godim. Prima Godim actually has another suggestion. His suggestion is, let him go ahead and now eat. Mishnah Berurah says here, it doesn't have from the same min. You can take from another min, as long as the one that Shiras Haminim. So we'll take, and perhaps even Mishnah Berurah cites the Prima Godim, maybe even can take from mine mizonos. So now when you make the bracha l'michya, you'll include as well the bracha on Bari Pia Eitz. I mentioned before that the Shagas Aryeh in his Sefer, so he refers to the Ramban, the Shittas Ramban, the Birchas HaTorah, is also daraisa. The man has a brachas kishem Hashem echo v'gadol elokeinu. So that also would apply in the Sim Mem Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the very beginning of Mem Zayin this halacha. He quotes from that Shagas Aryeh. You don't have chelik aleph. I didn't ask you to bring chelik aleph, but I just happened to have it with me. So here, Mishnah Berurah also quotes in the beginning of Mem Zayin. He quotes that Shagas Aryeh. But the Shagas Aryeh says here regarding Bichas HaTeira. He quotes this very famous sheet of the Ramban that the Mamish Aleph, Mem Zayin Aleph. I'm Shagasari Simch Abdalin, the Masik Shabicha Satorah Minatorah. That's also the Isa. But the Chain is topic of Bech Bech Satorah, Chorizum of Arech. When we come to Kenshir, Yeshal Sofek, Lo Yvarech of the Bechas of Shabach Abono. The Gemara Brachas says, Bechas of Shabach Abono is Meula Shibi Brachas of all the Bechas Satorah. But here also you have the same issue. When you have a situation of a sofek, so then you're going to once again require to make this bracha because of the din of talking about a sofek daraisa. Now, another issue that perhaps I should discuss since I'm now thinking about it is I mentioned that the Birchas HaTorah, as I said, I'm just trying to think now, that's also the Gemara and Brachas, Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph, Taisus Dekos Yushalmi, and also called Shalom Lalach in the din of Birchas HaTorah. Let's say a person forgets to beg Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So then the halacha is that you don't have to do it after the Amish. You've got Nifta ve'Abba Rabba. Abba Rabba says Rashi has in it the elements of Lilmo, Lulame, Lishma Velasso, Sulukayim, which essentially embedded in this Birchas HaTorah. But who she'ilmad al asar? Only if right after davening you learn, so then you can be somnich on that, on the Abba Rabba, and the learning you're doing right after. So that's why you're not supposed to repeat the Birchas HaTorah. That's what Mishnah Berurah calls in Mem Zayin, the person of people got him, such a psak. And now the question is, a person, as I said, let's say I have a subject that I said Birchas HaTorah. Now I'm suddenly in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema. So now the question is, what do I do? So of course you say I have a rabba and you have kabbana to be able to say the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, as I mentioned. Now, if I do it, then of course I have to learn the yad, as I mentioned a moment ago, right after davening, in order that the Birchas Abba Rabba should be chal on the limud, because Abba Rabba is not really miyuv Birchas HaTorah. Abba Rabba is one of the brachas of Kriyas Shema. Chazal Masakin, different brachas of Kriyas Shema, and Abba Rabba is one of those brachas of Kriyas Shema. So you're mechuyim to learn miyad achriyat tefila. So let's say a person said Birchas HaTorah, which is of course a classic. There's no need to learn right after that. Then you're not mechuyim. So even though in general there's a famous simon shulchan aruch that right after you finish davening you should sit down to learn. So mustama, I guess that's the mark of the people who learn a little bit after davening. That's what you should do. But miyad, the idea of learning miyad is only after Abba Rabba. After Birchas HaTorah, you said in the morning, there's no chiyuv whatsoever to learn. And you don't say the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah without learning after davening. Someone asked me, what?
That's not what you're saying. It's not a mitzvah. It's a tefillah.
Yeah, so but that's what Rashi says in Brachas.
It's not a mitzvah.
You are correct, but I okay. So now these two items need an hour. So if you're willing to accept me, we will be glad to discuss both of these items. What? No, but I'm off my way off the tracks. I can't get off the tracks. Not healthy for me. But first of all, there's a Balamor. The Balamor in Arim Sochim discusses the following question, and so I'll get to the second item that you raised. I'm not dealing with the first item right now, which also is a good question. Maybe we should go in order, if you have to say there. Namely, Abba Rabba, so the question, Rishani Meskakasha, they ask this Kasha in both situations. Why do we make a bracha on Kriyashma? Asher Kirshan Mitzray Sitzvanu Likru Asashma. There's a mitzah say that Abba says, Likru Shema Bamayim Bayom. Correct? B'shach B'chal Kumecha. Both in the morning and at night. So why should we make a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyashma? So the Balamor answered this kasha, but he answered it in a different context, and in the context of the Leil HaSeder that you just referred to. So there, Chazal, Gemara says, Arim Sochim, Chazal, Masakin, four kosos of Yayin, and the four kosos of Yayin, each one has a bracha. So now the question is, why don't Chazal, Masakin, a bracha, Adal, Kosos of Yayin? So the Balamor answers a very fascinating answer. Balamor says, because there will be a bracha on a bracha. And it's essentially, since Birchas Kriyashma and the Dalai Kosos are more or less framed in the context of a bracha, namely, here we have four brachas of Barbiak Gefen. Of course, the second is the bracha of Gal Yisrael. Then we have the third case, which is the case of Bichas HaMazon, then the case of Nahalel. So they're framed in the form of a bracha. You don't make a bracha on top of another bracha. Because the assumption of the Baal HaMor is that somehow there's already a framing of a bracha within the Agoda and the framing of a bracha within the Bichas Kriyat Shema. So that would be another bracha, a second bracha on top of the brachas of Kriyat Shema. The Machlokes of Rishonim, the Rambam's Rashba, for the brachas of Kriyat Shema, the Reis of the Abadon. Talk about the brachas now. That's the Machlokes of Rishonim. And the question of the Suffolk, we have a Suffolk called Kriyat Shema, as opposed to Tefillah. Suffolk, he's Pahal, Suffolk, Lo, he's Pahal, Eino, he's Pahal, he's Pahal, Tefillah, the Abadon. That's the Rambam goes away against the Rambam, who says Tefillah, the Reisah, a Klo Gemara, that Tefillah, the Abadon. Bar Raya, Suffolk, he's Pahal, Suffolk, Lo, he's Pahal, he don't go back, because the Tefillah is the Abadon. Suffolk, the Abadon, the Kulam, Hashem, Suffolk, Kor, Kriyat Shema, Suffolk, Lo, Kor, Kriyat Shema, Chayzim, Kor, Kriyat Shema, My time, Kriyat Shema, the Reisah. That's a Din, the Reisah. Suffolk, the Reisah, go to Chumbah. So now the question, what about the brachas? If I have a Suffolk, whether I said the brachas or not. Machlok, so we should, Machlok, the Rashba, and the Rambam, whether the brachas also Kriyat Shema, the Reisah or not. But because the nature of the way Chazal set it up, to make another bracha, to superimpose another bracha on top of the Kriyat Shema, Asher Kedishon, Soso, Likwas, Ashma, or to superimpose another bracha on the framework of the Dalai Kaisas, which each one is in the framework of a bracha, so that would not be appropriate, said the Baal HaMor. This is the Baal HaMor Shekel Torah. It applies also to Tkiyas Shofa. I mean, they're very fascinating Baal HaMor that has also relevance to Tkiyas Tamiyusha, Tkiyas Tamu'umad, but this is the basically so. So the question that was posed by Rabbi Weiss was the framework. So my Rebbe Randisum Alper Zatzal, he always told me that these brachas of Kriyat Shema clearly correspond to the particular parshiyos that I mentioned. Let's take in the morning. That's probably the best example. The first bracha is Yotzei Orah Barichoshe. That corresponds to the first parsha Kriyat Shema, which is Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. Because we say in the Yotzei Orah, that's clear. We in the middle of it, we say V'chulam Kabbal Maleim O Malchus Shamayim Zevizev Zesim Mishu Zelazeh. So there's a parallel between the two. Number two, bracha Vayim Shema corresponds to the second parsha Kriyat Shema. Vayim Shema is Kabbalas Mitzvah. That's a Mishnah. Mishnah in brachas. Lama Kodma Parsha Shema Vayim Shema. First, the Kabbalah upon Omach Shemayim, that all mitzvahs. So, Vayim Shema is essentially all mitzvahs. That's what we speak about. Because if Chas V'Shom, we don't observe the mitzvah of Hashem, then Achman Letzlam, Vayim Shemayim, Vayim Motor, Vayadon Lositin Sibula, Vayim Temeo, Vayim Sotev, Asher Hashem Nosin Lochet. The third Pasha is Yisias Mitzrayim. That's the third Abracha, basically, of God Yisrael. So, Yisrael parallel. And basically, we're talking about the themes are very much parallel in the Brachas of Kriyat Shema. But whether brachas Kriyat Shema is certainly there's a mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema, it's a brachas mitzvah. But you know, the bracha itself is framed already. The parsha is framed in the more or less in the parameter in the context of a bracha, and the same applies also to the dalek kosher sheyayin. I'm not sure I answered your question, but anyway, maybe you have to be more precise to be what you have in mind. Maybe you have something else in mind. I have a few other things in my head. But I wanted to mention someone I was hacking me this morning. He asked me about the following kasha. The question, the person, he ate a number of grapes. He said, he told me that I should eat grapes. They just came back into season. Okay, I thanked him very much for his edification. And I actually had grapes in the United States. But I kept thinking myself the whole time about Shemitah and about everything else. It was amazing. Then I realized I'm in the United States. I actually was in a store in Manhattan. Wow. I mean, they can't believe they have such stores. The entire store is a green grocer. It's all a vegetable fruit store. It's a refrigerator. The entire store is a refrigerator. You hear, Rabbi? So we'll just pardon Rabbi Weiss for that. literally a refrigerator. Nichnasti letof freezer, or the top refrigerator. I'm not joking. And now I saw how medaktek they were over there at this particular store. It's one of these very, I guess, boutique kind of stores, you might say. And everything is quite verdant and quite fresh and really amazing. Yes, colorful as well. No question. And you see there, I was astounded. They're like the entire time they're busy sweeping and washing and lacquering. I don't know exactly what else they're doing over there. It was amazing, the whole thing. Anyway, so so I met another from Jew there. He told me, he asked me, he says, you look like you're an Orthodox Jew. So I said, so he said, what does that mean? So I had to translate Hebrew for him. So I said, no, I'm not so orthodox. I'm more orthoprax. What is prax and what's dox? Okay. So then that led to a whole lecture. They told me, I'm sorry, you got involved with me. But anyway, he asked me the following question. If someone eats a number of grapes, and that's what we were looking at the luscious grapes over there. And I have a suffix with I ate a shear of kizayis. That's the shayla. He asked me, what would be the halacha? So mainly, do you make a bracha achrona now, ala aretz yala peres, which is the norm for shiva saminim, as you're supposed to do, because the shear actually, the chura of a bracha achrona is a kizayis. So now I have a suffix about a method that let us even try out there the grapes. We ask permission. From the owner, they said, with great joy, you'll see, you'll enjoy it. Trust me, it's not the same as Eretz Yisrael. The Bach is correct. The Bach said that the first Eretz Yisrael, Yoni from the Dush of Eretz Yisrael. That's why the fruits and vegetables here ain't no donut anywhere in the world, despite the refrigerated kind of luster environment that I was in. Didn't seem to make much of a difference anyway. But now the question is, if I ate a few grapes, and now I have a subi with Enkezayas, what's the din? Subi Barsa Akil. You will not make a bracha achrona. However, here I told him that there's a new din, a din called beria, or bria, I don't know exactly how you pronounce it, many sukkahs and shas and makis and chulin, and a few other places, and masana sukkah, and you see this all over brachas, all over the place. The halacha beria is a very important din. That's a din that if I have a complete entity, matter of fact, I saw there strawberries, and I had such a, it's a horror to have a strawberry. I haven't eaten a strawberry in approximately 12 years. You'll ask me why. And the answer is, I shouldn't blame it on him and the halachic entomologist to verse yourself, but I probably will. Whenever my former shul, I mentioned his name, they would say, oh, I saw a sirtone with strawberries about 12 years ago, and it had all kinds of, wow, raised me. Since then, I haven't eaten the strawberry, otherwise, I don't know if I should continue that. I told someone, there's no problem, you can eat a strawberry, just cut it up, it's about 10 pieces. After he says that, a woman asked me, he said, what's the point that after that has no time whatsoever? Does he look like a strawberry after that? What exactly do you want me to do? Because what we saw, the toloi inside the strawberry, that's your toe, were literally white in the symbol to the inside of the strawberry. I think I discussed it with you once, and maybe with your better half, I don't recall. But one of the cases, if you have a whole entity, a whole strawberry, or a whole grape, the Apostles who say that in the beria, one grape, and the grapes they had there in this refrigerated place over there, it looked very luscious, and I actually tasted it. It wasn't so luscious, but you would make a bracha achrona because irrespective of the size of the particular grape, mitzad the din of beria. That's halacha. Beria shayin, the Gemara says, several times in Shas. So according to some Apostles, if I eat one grape, that's certainly less than a gazayi, but it's a beria, I should make a bracha achrona. It's one grape because it has a chashivas of its own, a certain kind of chashivas that normally you would not have. So if you eat many grapes, you're not sure if you're the kizayis or not, here we have already a number of sfeikos. I mean, that's exactly what Shabur has been talking about. It could be that maybe the amount of grapes that I ate had a shear of kizayis, as b'chayim in bracha achrona, even if it did have a shear of kizayis, but it's possible that we pass it that even b'chon of echod, the b'chayim to make a bracha achrona because it didn't bear you. So in effect, you have a sfeik. So despite that fact, I think the practice is lichora not to make a bracha achrona. When you have this kind of sex faker, you're not going to make a bracha achrona because you only make a bracha achrona if a person is 100% certain regarding the tzorach for the bracha. And even Shabura discussed this, and since you have the second chelek, and perhaps I will, Reish Tesvav, I'm on my very way, I'm way off the derech already. But anyway, Reish Tesvav, in terms of what I wanted to discuss, so we end up discussing other beautiful things. And Reish Tesvav, let me see if I can find the Mishabura. It's Sivkot Chof. Mishabura discusses here, take a look at towards the end. I think we read this already partially. Yes, towards the end. Mishabura at the end discusses this issue in Sivkot Chof. Mamish the last two or three lines of the Eshvek Sveika. Some go called Gazai Salam, Tisal, Shem Allah, the Alperia, Beria, Bill Bell, Gazai, the Rachin, Abilach, his fake Allah, and Allah, Yvar. Shabur said, not the Bebracha, even though we have two good reasons that might warrant actually making a bracha. Shabur passes Allah here, you would not make a bracha. I mean, the Maisa, a person has a suffix, you don't get bracha, so there are a number of potential possible solutions. What should a person do when you have a suffix bracha? So one is that you should say the bracha b'machshava. The bracha should be said simply in your mind's eye. And there's a prima godim. I think he writes in the Hakdama. The prima godim has a lot of very beautiful Hakdamas. You have done to do it yourself for a few weeks, so you can read the prima godim's Hakdama Kalelas, the Achayim. And so there he brings actually such a klal, the prima godim. And others bring it as well, that mitzad chiyu bracha, even a bracha b'machshava constitutes a bracha. That's a big chiddush. I would not have said that on my own, to be honest with you. But the gabi, the isa of the Shem Hashem Levatola, so again, you're not over on that isa. This way, you get a kima bracha, and you're not over on saying the Shem Hashem Levatola if you do a b'machshava. That's what many achronim, I believe, suggest. And another isa also, people got to bring it as well. What you do is simply, you say the bracha and don't mention the Shem Hashem. You don't have reference to the Shem Hashem. That's what he brings in the Hakdama over there. And others have another suggestion, which is also. I mean, the halacha is called bracha, Shein Moshe, and Malchus Shein, and bracha. That's the best of the halacha. Kind of Rebbe the Evid, Yesha Bilismoch, even without the Shem, as I said, without the Shem Hashem. And he gives another Eitzah. He's also a famous Eitzah because the instead of saying the Shem Hashem, you'll put in Rachmana. So the Gemara has Binyamin, the famous sugi in Brachas, that Brich, Rachmana, Mare, Dahai Pita. So I'm going to read to you an Ocha Shulchan. Maybe with this we will attempt to close. The Ocha Shulchan writes, I wrote down his entire Lashon. Not the entire page, but I wrote down a good segment of it. I don't have any computer ability to type or anything like that. So everything I do with my pen, I'm sorry, I apologize to you for my ineptitude. Venero Lefian Yus Daiti, Sheish Takona, Midina, Lahotzi Atzma, Mikol Sovig Bracha Achreina. We're gone. Sheish Etzel Sovig Yibach Bracha Achreina in law. The person doesn't know whether he made a Bracha Achreina or not. Oh, I'm sorry, the Barach Bracha Achreina Ola. Yesh Derech Lahotzi Atzma, Mikol Sovig Vahaino. He said, the Hakaimolon, the Imamah Brich Rachmona. Mora Malka, the Alma, the High Pita, Yasa Bibichas Hamotzi. That's, by the way, Din Shulach. Let me just point that out to you, which you probably are familiar with, the famous Gemara in Brachas, that's also quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. Should be in Kuf Sam of Zayin. Here it is, Yud. Kuf Sam of Zayin, Yud. Okay, that's a Mishnah. The last Mishnah in case of a Varchim. Al Kulam, Mamma Shakal Yotza. Oh, Shama Brich Rachmana, Malka Morid, I Pita Yotza. You're Yotzi with that notion? Brich Rachmana, Morid, I Pita. Mr. Brew has only a suffix. He said Malka Morid without saying Hi Pita. Yotza, you didn't mention past. Efsha the Yotza. Kevin Shabbas Mu Nachas Lefana. Okay, but that's another Eitzah given by the Aruch HaShulchan, and that's what he says. So he's now had the following suggestion of this video is Lashon. So therefore, what do I do? Halacha L'maaseh. Here's what you do. You say, Borei Nefashos Rabbos V'Chesronon, and then you say in Aramaic, this Nusach, Abrich Rachmana Marad Malka D'Alma, means you're saying both of these things. And therefore, he says, that you would be Yotzei, and this way you would not be masked in the Shem Hashem, and this way there won't be a possibility of the Shem Hashem about Tolu. What a very revolutionary kind of comment. And he writes, Yotzei, he said, Nemorosha, Dim Chai Bebrach Achreino, Havi Yotzei Bezeh. Yimeinu Tzorach Brach Achreino, Havi Lohotzi Shem Shemayim Bebat Tolu. Vein Kan Askaras Hashem Klal, Yochel Omar, Rachmona, Mei Abomim. You can say, Rachmona, you're referring to Hashem. But it's Aramaic, and you can say it 100 times, and it will not have no impact, no negative impact. The Chayotzi Bezeh Bishar Bracha, the Yachshu Belibo, the Imtar Bracha, Harezu Bracha, the Imlag, Harezu Amir Baalma, the Chayin Ani Noe Kama Pomim, Bishti Aschamin. What's he talking about? Coffee. The issue of drinking coffee, I do. Mr. Brewer tells you what the Eitza is, and that's what I do. I drink a lot of coffee. It's Chatoya Himaskir. So I make sure that I drink a Revius, a Shir. At one time in the Shir of Zman of Achilas Pras. And therefore, you don't have a problem with Bracha Achreina. But sometimes you drink, you sip it, It's very hot, and therefore you may not have that possible shia. Then you have a problem. So he says he takes care of the problem. Achas Shochan. He also drinks chamin. I assume he's referring to coffee or something along those lines, maybe tea. And that is a question whether a subject regarding the bracha achrayna. So here, the Igus Meisha does not agree with the Achas Shochan. Rabbi Meisha Feinstein, I had the great schus this week of meeting Hagoyin of Reuven Feinstein, Shlita, Shashem Yaruch Yom B'Shneisa. Wow. Any Feinstein that I've met in my life, I'm starting with Rav Moshe, and then going to Rav David, Zecher Tzadik and Levracha, and now the other brother, Yibadol Chaim Arukim. I don't know how to describe them. You know what I'm amazed at? You have a conversation with them, they're completely focused on the person they're talking to. And the Dacheretz, and the sweetness, and the Masuk Bidvash, and Nefes Sufim, is in a wheelchair. He's 85, Liayin Hara, and in a wheelchair. I went to Staten Island. I had to use all kinds of protection to get this appointment. It was not partial at all. But Baruch Hashem, if there's a will, there's a way, my father used to say. Anyway, so just like the Goyin said, anyone can become a Goyin. A, be built, can, will not. If you want, you can become a Goyin too. That's what the Vilna Goyin said. So the same thing, if you want to get to see Abu and find city, you can do it. You have to go through all kinds of interesting channels. But anyway, so the Moshe Feinstein is cholik on this Achas Shochan. He claims that by saying Rachmana, it's a Shem Hashem Levatal. The Gemara says it Yotze, Brich Rachmana, Mori Malkadai Pita. Means you're saying the Shem Hashem. So you Yotze, Rachmotze. So how could you now say this? He says, May I pump it hundreds of times without a problem. The Moshe Feinstein is cholik on this Achas Shochan. And the truth is that, as I said, I think that. When a person says it, why am I saying it? I'm saying it. My interest is to say the Shem Hashem, but I'm afraid. I don't want to take liberties with the Shem Hashem. Memela, I say the Loshen of Rachmana. However, it seems that the Prima Gadol also agrees with this position of Rav Moshe Feinstein. And if I remember correctly, it's found also in the Truman Chavad Das and Tzitz Eliezer. They all basically are on board with the Igus Meisha regarding this particular matter. But let me just summarize. So again, that if I have a Savi Bracha, so now the question, what do I do? So there are those who claim by Savi Bracha. So some say, here's another Eitzah. Say the Bracha Achrena in English. That's what someone mentioned to me. Say the Bracha Achrena in English. Like I remember I grew up when they used to transliterate. Many people didn't have a background. They read the davening in transliteration. They had the old Sidur. That transliteration, I don't know if you remember that, many of you. You're all Baruch Hashem, very young people. Hashem should give you a Amei Yisrael Shana. But they translate the Shem Hashem into that language. I mean, Tzimek has a chum about this in Yerodea. I mean, the most advisable Eitzah is probably to combine the options of one and two. The Bracha is to be recited the Peh. The Shemus, you say, mentally. So let's just review all the possible solutions of a Sami Bracha. Number one, mentally recite the Bracha. That's solution number one, which I think is not such a difficult solution. Number two is that recite the bracha, but omit the references to Shem Hashem. Solution number three, the Achas Shochan, he's suggesting that the hakdama of the bracha you recite in Aramaic, and you substitute the word rachmana for the Shem Hashem, that also you somehow able to expiate yourself. And then solution number four is a different language. Use the English language or Swahili that you perhaps may have picked up along the way in your trips. And number five is to combine one and two, recite the bracha b'peh, and the Shem was mentally. So somehow these are the solutions to the issue of a person who's confronted with the notion of a Sabi Bracha.